This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Pirates are holding an American ship captain hostage in the waters off Somalia. The pirates attacked the Maersk, Alabama cargo ship yesterday. 20 American crew members and containers of food aid were on board. The pirates eventually fled, but they took the ship's captain with them in one of the lifeboats. Now that lifeboat is reportedly out of fuel. A U.S. naval destroyer is on the scene, and the Navy has also asked the FBI for help. NPR's Tom Bowman is here to give us an update. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ari.
Tell us what the latest news is with the captain.
Well, as far as we know, the captain is still in the lifeboat with four pirates. And really, since this started, the Navy has maintained constant surveillance of that lifeboat with both P-3 patrol aircraft from the Navy and also unmanned drones. So he appears to be okay, not injured in any way. And again, they're continuing to monitor the situation. And of course, the destroyer Bainbridge is now on the scene. It has helicopters on board, so it could launch those to get near to the lifeboat. But we haven't heard anything, any operational details about exactly what the Bainbridge will do now.
Well, what are its options? You've got this massive U.S. naval destroyer, this teeny lifeboat with a small number of people on it. How does that equation work out?
Well, they could just keep a surveillance of the lifeboat. The pirates have few options now. I mean, one option is they could move to a mothership. A lot of these pirates, they tow the smaller boats out to sea that would then swarm a commercial ship, get aboard, demand ransom, and so forth. So they assume there's a mothership nearby where these pirates could go to. I'm told there are several ships in the area that could potentially be a mothership. That's one option. At this point, they probably couldn't go back to the cargo ship itself. The Navy is probably have sailors on board that cargo ship now or are keeping a close watch on it. So we're really in kind of a sensitive position right now, just constant surveillance and making sure that this ends peacefully.
How concerned is the Pentagon about this incident?
Well, you know, you didn't get a sense yesterday at the Pentagon that they were overly concerned about it. You didn't get a sense of high-level meetings. The president, of course, was advised of it, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and others. They were talking about it, keeping an eye on it, as were other government agencies, State Department, Homeland Security, and others. But now that, you know, the crew did not cooperate with the pirates, they actually disabled the ship. Most of the crew is safe. Again, you have this sensitive situation with the captain. You don't get a sense of over-concern about this right now. And again, most of these pirate situations have ended peacefully by the payment of ransom.
What options does the U.S. and do American allies have in these kinds of situations, besides just sort of, as you've described, keeping an eye on developments?
Well, you know, they don't have a lot. It's a huge swath of sea that they're patrolling here, and it's difficult to be at the right place at the right time. So for the time being, I guess they would probably just keep patrolling the waters from the Gulf of Aden to off Somalia looking for pirates. In some cases, they've been able to chase them away. But there are so many ships and small boats out there, it's hard to tell who's a pirate and who's not. You don't want to start shooting right away. And also, you know, there aren't that many incidents. You know, they're spectacular when they happen. There was clearly concern about this one, of course, because it was the first time a U.S. flag and U.S. crew ship have been taking. So, again, there aren't that many great alternatives. Admiral Gortney, the commander of the 5th Fleet, says the best way to deal with this is to create a more stable government in Somalia. But, of course, the United States tried that before, back in 1993, going after the warlord Mohammed Idid.
And it didn't end well.
And that led to a lot of bloodshed in a movie and book called Black Hawk Down.
Mm-hmm. NPR's Tom Bowman. Thanks very much, Tom.
You're welcome, Ari.